surgeon, Dr. Shafi Ahmed. Good morning to you, Doctor.
Good morning.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, you're pushing the envelope in terms of technology, and you've streamed, live streamed operations using these new Snapchat spectacles. Why did you get involved with this, Doctor?
Well, I guess I've been using wearable technology to stream operations the past couple of years. I used Google Glass before and virtual reality. And I thought Snapchat Spectacle would be a great way of using social media and an audience of up to 150 million people, for example, that had access to this cheap and easy platform to use. And it was just to reach out to people and see whether we can teach in a different way. And it seemed to work quite well.
And is it helpful, do you think, that obviously it educates people with an interest in this, but also the wider public get to see what you do?
Yeah, I think so. One of the things about surgery itself, it's been steeped in sort of mystic charm, if you like. It's not really a secret. We should be open and more transparent about it and educate people about our careers, what we do, and the operation itself to the public. I think is a good education for everybody to understand what we do and to disseminate information.
Do your peers agree?
Yeah, I've had a really good feedback from that overall. I think everyone agrees that we need to move it on. We need to train people in a different way to engage the young students of today who are much more into internet and web and social media. And so people are looking at ways now to use modern technology like augmented virtual reality as a way of enhancing our learning platforms.
Now, the by their design, the Snapchat sunglasses are tinted. Did this complicate anything for you?
No, we tested it at the outset to make sure that the operation we were doing, we could see clearly with the bright lights in the theatre, and it didn't really impinge their view. Of course, once we do more major surgery and into much more deeper, darker holes, if you like, we'll slip the tinted lens and put clear lens in. That'll be the best way going forward, which we will address.
And what about doing such a delicate work with tens of thousands of people effectively looking over your shoulder?
I think once you're as a surgeon, as a professional, when you're doing the operation, you're quite zoned in on the actual operation. And you're not really worried about the big audience that's around you. And we always teach. We're always teaching and talking during operations, whether it's one or two people around you. So it didn't really change my perception about what it was. It didn't really add any pressure either. These were standard operations we do routinely. So actually teaching on those patients and those operations were quite normal for us.
And you tick all the boxes that describe you, a teacher, a futurist and innovator. So what's next? Obviously, you know, you can continue doing this and there's other areas, presumably, that you can operate in terms of education using these glasses.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that what we're trying to do is it's a global mission to make sure that we have equitable surgical care around the world, that people who want education, who want to be trained as surgeons, can have access to that freely and openly. And these are the kind of ways we can reach out to a lot of people. And that operation was viewed by 2 million people, for example. So suddenly that knowledge base and the sharing it gets increased. And that's the whole mission behind my work that I do, make sure that we offer people the chance to get trained around the world.
And look trendy while you're doing it too, Doctor. You look very smart with the glasses on.
That's very kind.
Thank you very much for coming on. We did speak to you before about the Google Glass, and this is your next piece of work. So we do appreciate you giving us some time this Saturday morning, and good luck to you.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for your support once again.
Pleasure. That is Surgeon Dr. Shafi Ahmed.